I wouldn't bother you with a media request, Savitri said. It's from the Department of Colonization. It's marked confidential and extremely urgent.
What is it about? I asked.
I don't know, Savitri said. It won't let me open it.
She handed the PDA over to me to show that her access was blocked. I signed her out of the PDA and signed me in. Years worth of going without a PDA made me realize both how much I relied on the thing before and how little I wanted to rely on it now. I still didn't carry one with me, relying on Savitri to keep me in the loop. The PDA accepted my biometrics and password and opened the letter.
Fucking wonderful, I said a minute later.
Is everything all right? Savitri said.
Of course not, I said.
I need you to tell Jane to finish up here as soon as she can and meet me at the administration building the minute she's done. Then I want you to find Manfred, Trujillo, and young Kranjic and tell them to meet me there as well.
All right, Savitri said. What's happening? Can you tell me?
I handed her back her PDA. She took it.
I've been relieved as colony leader, I said. And I've been summoned to Phoenix Station.
Well, you've only been temporarily relieved of your job, so that's a positive, Manfred Trujillo said, passing the PDA and its letter over to young Kranjic.
The two of them, Jane, Savitri, and Beata, who had accompanied Kranjic, were all jammed into my office, challenging its capacity to hold us all at once.
The fact it's temporary means that they haven't already decided to lynch you. They'll want to talk to you first before they make that decision.
Looks like you might get my job after all, Manfred, I said from behind my desk.
Trujillo glanced over at Jane, who was standing at the edge of the desk.
I think I would need to go through her first, and I'm not sure that's going to happen.
I'm not going to stay in this job without John, Jane said.
You're more than capable of doing the job, Trujillo said, and no one would oppose you.
I'm not questioning my competence, Jane said. I just won't keep the job.
Trujillo nodded.
In any event, it's not clear they intend to remove you permanently, he said, pointing at the PDA, which was now in Beata's hands. You're being hauled up in front of an inquiry. Speaking as a former legislator, I can tell you that the point of an inquiry is usually to cover someone's ass, not to actually inquire about something. And also speaking as a former legislator, I can tell you that the Department of Colonization has a lot of things to cover its ass about.
But they still wouldn't recall you unless you did something they could point to, Kranjic said.
Nice, Jan, Beata said. We can always count on you for support.
I'm not saying he did anything wrong, Beata, Kranjic snapped.
Kranjic had rehired Beata as his assistant after he was made the colony's press secretary, but it was clear their personal relationship had not vastly improved post-divorce.
I'm saying he did something that they can use as an excuse to pin something on him, to get him in front of an inquiry.
And you did, didn't you? Trujillo asked me. When you were with General Gao, you offered him a way out. You told him not to call his fleet. You weren't supposed to do that.
No, I wasn't, I said.
I find it a little confusing myself, Trujillo said.
I needed to be able to say I made the offer, I said. For my own conscience.
The moral issues aside, Trujillo said, if someone wanted to get fussy about it, they could accuse you of treason. The Colonial Union's plan required getting the Conclave fleet here. You intentionally put their strategy at risk.
I turned to Kranjic.
You're talking to other journalists, I said. Are you hearing anything about this?
About you being floated as a traitor? No,
Kranjic said.
There are still a lot of journalists who want to talk to either you or Jane, but it's all about the night the Conclave fleet went down, or how we've survived here. I've turned a lot of these journalists over to Manfred and the other council members. Maybe they've heard something along that line.
I turned to Trujillo.
Well, I asked. Nothing like that on this end either, Trujillo said. But you know as well as anyone that most of what the Colonial Union is planning or thinking isn't ever discussed outside of its own halls.
So they're going to pin you as a traitor because you weren't hopping up and down to kill a couple of 100,000 intelligent beings, Savitri said. I'm suddenly reminded why I loathe the Colonial Union power structure.
It might not just be that, Jane said.
John may be being made a scapegoat, but if that's true, then it begs the question of what he's being made a scapegoat for. Alternately, if his behavior with Gao is being examined, the Colonial Union is looking at how his behavior affected events.
You think something didn't go according to plan, I said to Jane.
I think you don't look for scapegoats when your plans go off without a hitch, Jane said. If the Conclave is behind tonight's attack, it suggests that it's gotten itself reorganized more quickly than the CU expected.
I looked back over to Kranjak, who picked up the meaning of my glance.
There's nothing in the media reports I've seen about the Conclave, positive or negative, he said.
Well, that doesn't make any sense, I said.
General Rybicki had told me that part of the plan was to introduce the Conclave to the colonies in its great moment of defeat. Now they had the moment of defeat. It should be all over the media.
There's nothing about the Conclave at all?
Nothing by name, Kranjak said.
The media reports I've seen mention that the Colonial Union discovered the colony had been threatened by a number of alien races, which made the CU pull its deception. They also mention the battle here, but none of it has the Conclave described as the Conclave.
But we know about the Conclave, Savitri said. Everyone here knows about the Conclave. When our people send letters or video back to family and friends, they're going to talk about it. It's not going to remain a secret for long, especially after tonight.
There are lots of ways for the CU to spin that if they want to, Beata said to Savitri. We don't know who attacked us tonight. It could be any number of races, and there's nothing in the attack to suggest an alliance of races. If the Colonial Union wants to minimize the idea of the Conclave, it could just tell the media it intentionally fed us bad information for our own protection. We'd be more willing to look after our own safety if we thought the entire universe was out to get us.
Savitri pointed to me.
And his encounter with General Gao was just some sort of delusion? She asked.
He's being recalled, Beata said. It's entirely possible his inquiry is going to be him being told to revise his memory of the incident.
I didn't realize you were this conspiracy-obsessed, Savitri said to Beata.
Welcome to me, Beata said.
It's possible journalists and others do know about the Conclave, Kranjak said. It's just not making it through the official media channels. And if the CU is actively discouraging journalists from talking about it, then they're not likely to discuss it with us,
because all our communication comes via skip drone, Jane finished. Which means it's monitored by the Colonial Union.
Right,
Kranjak said.
I remembered Hickory's concern about the CU listening in to its communication with other Oban. Apparently it wasn't the only one suspicious of the CU.
Don't you guys have code or something? I asked Kranjak. Some way to let other journalists know something, even if you're being monitored?
You want me to write, The Hawk Flies at Midnight? Kranjak asked.
No, we don't have a code. And even if we did, no one would risk it. You don't think the CU looks for semantic idiosyncrasies and steganographic patterns?
He pointed to Jane.
Rumor had it she did intelligence for the CDF at one time. Ask her about it.
So, not only do we not know what the CU knows, we can't know what the CU knows, Savitri said. We might as well still be lost.
No, I said. We can know. We just can't know from here.
Ah, Trujillo said.
Your trip to Phoenix Station. You think you can find out more there?
Yes, I said.
You'll be busy with your inquiry,
Trujillo said.
You're not going to have a lot of time to catch up on gossip.
You still know people in the Colonial Union government, I said to Trujillo.
Unless there's been a coup, yes,
Trujillo said.
It's only been a year. I can get you in contact with a few people.
I'd rather you came with me, I said. As you said, I'm going to be busy with an inquiry, and your people will talk to you more candidly than they will talk to me, especially considering what you thought of me the last time any of them talked to you. I looked over to Kranjak.
You too, Jan. You still know people in the media.
Beata snorted.
He knows talking heads, she said. Let me come. I know the producers and the editors, the people who feed people like him their lines.
Both of you come, I said, before Kranya could get off a shot at Beata. We need to find out as much as we can from as many different sources as we can. Manfred in the government, you two with your media contacts, Jane with special forces.
No, Jane said. I'm staying here.
I stopped, more than a little surprised at this. Special forces carried out the attack on the Conclave fleet, I said. They probably know more than anyone about what the after effects are. I need you to find out, Jane.
No, Jane said. John, Savitri said, we've been attacked. Someone actually has to run the colony while you're away. Jane needs to be here.